Did it just get hot in here? She's a hot mess. A hot, hot mess podcast.
Hello, degenerates, and welcome back to yet another episode of a hot, hot mess podcast. My name is Haley, and as always, I am a hot fucking mess. It has been one of the slowest and also longest weeks of my entire life. I'm about sick of being fucking unemployed. It has been a little over 3 months, been about 3.5 months of just me sitting in my house doing absolutely nothing. And I don't know how much more I can take. However, I did get a job offer this morning, so I am going back into normal civilization. Hopefully I still know how to socialize with other adults. I kind of struggled to find a topic for this week. I had a couple of things in mind that I wanted to talk about, but none of them really inspired me when I sat down to record. And I started recording earlier today and I hated every episode that I had come up with. So here it is, almost 9 o'clock at night, and I am re-recording, which I feel is something I do pretty fucking often. I had gotten a message on our Instagram, our official A Hot Hot Mess podcast Instagram, from someone who had a lot of questions about my last episode, mainly the rules that I have. And I kind of just wanted to go over them, why I have them, and the mistakes that I've made when I didn't have them. But before we do that, I kind of want to talk about a little hot mess moment of the week. It wasn't anything crazy. This week has been really tame. I honestly haven't left my house that much other than to go on a couple of job interviews. I started doing something new on my dating app on Bumble, and I wanted to talk about it and how effective it has been. And also an experience. I won't say that it's embarrassing. We'll get into it. It's hard to preface, but we'll get into it. I really only use one dating app. I really only use Bumble. I used to be on Tinder and Bumble and OkCupid and Tammy, all these different dating apps. And we kind of went over each and every dating app and roughly what they mean. Like, Tinder's mainly for booty calls and hookups, things like that. So I had narrowed it down to one dating app. And to be honest, Bumble has been really fucking dry lately. Not a lot of people are messaging back, or they don't read your bio. In my bio, it says no hookups. So they don't read your bio. And then you waste a week getting to know someone just to find out that they just want to hook up. It has been really aggravating the last few weeks being on dating apps. And I was on TikTok a couple weeks ago, and I saw this TikTok of this girl who uses a very specific opener. Because if you don't know what Bumble is, or if you haven't been on there, the women get to message first. So let's say you swipe on someone and then you change your mind. They can't message you until you message them. For a long time, I had used pretty basic openers like, hey, how's your day going? Or, oh, did you do anything fun over the weekend? Pretty fucking boring. And then it led to even more boring conversations. So I knew I needed to switch things up a little bit. And this is where that TikTok came in. And it is fucking genius. Here's the opener. You message this person and you say, backed into a corner, no weapons allowed. How many 7-year-olds can you defeat before they take you down? And I will explain to you why this is fucking genius. First off, this is my type of humor. I think it is hilarious. And if you don't, I can already tell we're not going to be compatible. Second off, my favorite game to play is What If. I'm a Pisces. I am very in my own la-la land and this world I've created in my head. So if you don't like that game, we are not going to be compatible. And third reason why I absolutely love this opener is because it tells me a lot about someone depending on how they answer. So automatically, if somebody answers with a ridiculous number, like I just had someone answer, oh, a few hundred before I start to get tired, I will automatically unmatch with you because that's absolutely unrealistic. A 7-year-old has the energy of 20 crack addicts, and you're telling me that you can throw a punch as hard as you can to knock a child out a couple hundred times before you start to get tired. That's absolutely ridiculous. You have an overinflated ego, or you haven't been around a lot of 7-year-olds your whole life. So automatically, I will unmatch with them. If somebody responds with something along the lines of, "What the fuck? That's a weird question. Why am I fighting 7-year-olds?" I will automatically unmatch with you. If you think that that is a very weird, random, never gonna happen scenario, then you cannot handle the other what if questions that are going to come out of my mouth. So you're gonna think that I'm even more weird as we get to know each other, and I'm not here for it. Essentially, this is a vibe check. You're checking to see if they match your level of humor and weirdness, and if they don't, they gotta go. Basically, if anyone answers with anything other than a realistic number of 7-year-olds that they could fucking destroy, or questions about the scenario. So if they say something along the lines of, "Well, do the 7-year-olds have weapons?" or "What is the arena that we're battling in?" If they answer with anything other than a realistic number or questions about the setup, then I unmatch with them because they don't pass the vibe check and I don't have time to waste on someone who isn't going to mesh with me. So I've been using this opener for a couple weeks now and it is very effective. I've unmatched with probably 90% of the people that I match with because of the reasons we talked about, or they don't fucking respond to me, or even better, they just unmatch with me right away, which is even better for me because essentially it's like having the trash take itself out. So my dating game has been a hell of a lot more effective. I would say altogether, I have maybe 2 to 3 matches on Bumble right now where before I use this opener, I'd be talking to quite a few more than 2 or 3 people. And that would just lead to a lot of wasted time, or I would get comfortable with them, start showing them my weird side, and then they'd fucking ghost. So this saves me a lot of time and effort that I can now put back into other people who do match my same energy. So that is one thing I kind of wanted to tell you guys about. If you're having a hard time dating, or you have been wasting a lot of time, or people have been ghosting you, whatever it is, use that opener. If that is something that you find funny or you would love for someone to ask you, fucking use it. I can guarantee you, you will stop wasting so much time. So, this kind of leads me into my next thing I want to talk about. I love my podcast. Before I get into what I'm about to talk about next, I'm very proud of my podcast. However, I forget about a lot of the stuff that we talk about. I think I mentioned this on one of my past episodes. I just record every episode without a script. I just talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about, and I fucking upload it to you amazing listeners. And I really don't think about it much more than that. So keep that in mind. I had matched with this guy, let's call him Keith, on Bumble. He passed my opening question with flying colors, and then the rest of the conversation was just as fucking awesome. He asked about my podcast, and we had really great conversation. It seems like we're both looking for the same thing. He's very good looking. So I was really excited to talk to him and get to know him. Like I said, he had asked about my podcast. It's something that I talk about in my bio or like my little about me. So he asked about it and I told him the name of it, not really thinking too much into it. He had mentioned it a little while later, and I don't know why it didn't hit me until that moment about some of the shit that I talk about on this podcast. Like I said, I'm very open, I'm very honest about things. It's really hard to embarrass me, but for a split second, I kind of shit myself. Because we all know when we are on dating apps, when you really vibe with someone, they kind of become like your number one. You're a little quicker to respond to them, you're a little quicker to set things up to meet in person, and you just get a little bit more excited to talk to them. Well, that's how it's been with Keith. We were having a conversation one night, and he had told me that he had checked out my podcast. Now, when I gave him the name of my podcast, like I have several other people, he is actually one of the few people who's gone and checked it out. So I didn't think that he would actually go and listen to any of it. And when I found out that he had, I about shit myself because I talk about some crazy shit on here. I mean, it's not really something that I would start out like an opener, like, hi, my name is Haley, and here's all my wild sexual experiences. Or let me tell you all about my last breakup. And you try to ease into things with new people. I genuinely didn't expect him to check out my podcast. I'm happy that he did, and the fact that he's continuing to talk to me, because some of the very few people who have checked it out no longer speak to me. So I'm happy that he still continued to reach out to me and we were still talking. But I think that's one of the downfalls of having a podcast, and a podcast like this, where I'm so open about my sexual experiences and my wild life that I've had so far. The person that I am when I talk on this podcast, although is 100% authentic and who I am, it's not all that I am. And I think that we can all understand that kind of resonates with everyone. It's almost like when you're in different cliques of friends or different friend groups, you have a different, I guess, personality for different friend groups. That's how this podcast feels. It definitely lets out my wild side and my carefree, I don't give a shit side, but there's also different sides of me, and this isn't necessarily the one that I would want someone to meet right up front. Because believe it or not, I do have the ability to tone down the crazy sex monster that's inside of me. I know that there's a time and a place. So I had like a mini heart attack when he told me that he went to go listen to my podcast. But the fact that he still talks to me, and I don't know if he'll listen to this episode or not. Maybe he just kind of listened to like a snippet of the last episode. Who knows what he'll actually listen to or what he did listen to. But I think it's cool that he continued to talk to me. So that was my little mini heart attack of the week. I almost shit myself. It was super fun. It was really great. So now moving on to the main topic at hand. I got an Instagram message on the official A Hot Hot Mess podcast Instagram, and somebody had asked me a bunch of questions about the rules that I have for dating, and I want to go into this. I also want to put a big old disclaimer. These rules work for me. I am not saying that you have to or should follow them. I will also go a little bit more into depth with that. These are just my rules. Live your life however the hell you want to. Okay? This is your life. No one can tell you what you should or shouldn't do. I'm just going to explain why I have certain rules and the mistakes that I have made when I haven't had these rules, and kind of go more into depth about them. But this is no way me telling you that this is what everyone should do or what you should do. I fully support you living your life however it makes you happy. So, the first rule that I have is the moment someone says something disrespectful or that makes me uncomfortable, something along those lines, I will immediately cut contact. Admittedly, I'm not the best at following through with this rule. We've talked about in my last episode, I'm a people pleaser in recovery. I still have this thing inside of me, maybe it's the Pisces or just being really sensitive and empathetic, where I don't ever want to hurt somebody's feelings. On the opposite end of that, I can be a big old bitch. So I guess it's kind of a 50-50 toss-up what side of me you meet, but I do have a problem. I have talked to people and kind of still currently talk to people that time after time after time have shown me that they are not compatible with me. They don't want the same things in life that I do. And I can't remember if we talked about this in my last episode, but I actually just recently went on a date with someone that has ghosted me for months. This person ghosted me a long time back, and I didn't talk to him for like 5 or 6 months, and then all of a sudden popped up out of nowhere, and I still gave him a chance. We still talked for a little while, and I just recently went out on a date with him, and it was the same thing. I mean, the moment that he didn't necessarily get what he wanted, he started being weird with communication, the consistency wasn't there. He once again showed me who he is, and for some reason, I continued to talk to him. There was another person, a completely separate person, that I had been talking talking to in the beginning of 2020. We met on New Year's of 2020 and we had hung out for quite a few months. I told him that I was catching feelings and he ghosted. This person ghosted for an entire fucking year. He texted me, we started talking again. I'm a very different person than who I was last year, so there was no like sexting or anything like that. He randomly sent me the "Are you up?" text at like 2 o'clock in the morning. He was drunk. He sent me a dick pic and I put my foot down. I was able to tell him, hey, I'm not looking for hookups and I deserve a hell of a lot more than you ghosting me for a year and then randomly sending me a dick pic. I deserve a million times more than that. And I was really proud of myself for standing up and setting that boundary. But of course, then afterwards, he stopped talking to me. After that night, I haven't heard anything from him. We had plans of getting coffee actually on Tuesday, so it would be today for you guys. And I have not heard anything from him. I think the hard part for anyone who has difficulty setting boundaries is actually walking away from those people who don't respect your boundaries. That has been a fucking uphill battle for me. And I know I'm not alone. You see it a lot with people because you can tell people that you don't want to be treated a certain way, but if you continuously allow them to behave in a way that goes against your boundary, you might as well not have said anything at all. That age-old saying, actions speak louder than words, is 100% true. And I really struggle, although I'm getting a hell of a lot better, I still really struggle with setting a boundary and following through with that. So that is a huge goal of mine to work on this year. I remember this time last year before the divorce and going to therapy and really working on myself and diving really deep into emotional maturity and intelligence. I used to tell people over and over and over again, I don't like when you treat me like this and I don't want you to treat me like this. And then I would allow them to. I'd be their fucking doormat and they would just walk all over me. And so actually being able to tell someone this behavior is not acceptable and then following through with that has been wonderful. I mean, you guys remember me talking about Tim. In our relationship, I really was not getting what I wanted and I would tell him that. I'm not the kind of person to walk away depending on the situation. But I'm not the person who's going to walk away the first time you do something that I don't like. I will correct the behavior and set that boundary. After that, it's up to you to respect that boundary or not. And I will tell you the consequences. Like when I was in that relationship with Tim and there was no effort on his part, I did tell him, hey, I need you to try harder because I'm putting in everything that I'm putting in and I'm not getting anything in return. And these are the ways XYZ of how I can feel valid in this relationship and feel wanted in this relationship. And if you don't, I'm going to have to end the relationship. Well, what happened? He didn't put in any effort and I ended that relationship. If you want to feel like a bad bitch, set a fucking boundary and follow through with it. There is nothing like cutting off a person who does not fucking deserve you. And I know it's hard, especially if this is someone that you've known for a long time. We know that I struggled a lot with it with my ex. He was in and out, and every time he came back, I would let him right back in, even though he continuously did things that I didn't deserve and that I didn't want, I would still allow him back in. So like I said, I still struggle with it. It's not something that's going to be fixed overnight or with one therapy session. But looking back at where I was even a year ago, even a few months ago, I've come a long fucking way. Going back to my first rule, when someone does something or says something that is a red flag that makes me uncomfortable or is disrespectful, anything like that, I cut it off immediately. Depending on the person and the situation, I may give them one chance. You know, maybe they said some off-the-cuff comment and everything else has been wonderful. I will tell them, hey, that's really not acceptable. If they do it again, I'm done. So know your worth and know that for 100 people that you cut off, it is just helping you narrow down your dating pool. You're not just going to run out of options simply because you have set boundaries with 1,000 people. It's just getting you closer to the type of people that you deserve and the partner that you want to be with, or partners if that's essentially what you're looking for. So that's rule number one. My second rule, so if I've been talking to someone and we are getting along. I will wait a little while, about a week to 2 weeks, before I meet them in person, depending on the conversations and the vibe that I get from them. I have met someone within the first like 3, 4 days of talking because the conversation was really awesome or I got a really great vibe from them. But on average, I normally wait about a week, sometimes 2 weeks, before I meet them face to face. The reason I do this is because my time is precious. The amount of effort it takes to go out on a date is ridiculous. We are talking about hours that I am carving out of my day to shower and shave and do my hair, do my makeup. And if the date was at my house, which we kind of talked about last episode, that's pretty much how I dated for a long time. Then I cleaned my entire house. I made sure it smelled really good. I mean, this was an all-day event to get my home ready and to get myself ready. If it wasn't worth it, if I didn't know anything about this person and there was no chemistry, there was really no connection, then to me, it's a giant fucking waste of time. Or if this person had zero respect for me, had I waited a little while longer and just talked to that person, I would have caught a vibe for that. So now I wait about a week to 2 weeks, see how the conversation goes, and then I will meet up with them. It also kind of helps to weed out the people who are just looking for a quick fuck. Because a lot of the time, if they are looking just to hook up super quick, then they're really not going to wait 2 weeks before getting to meet you face to face. So that is my second rule. Moving on to my third rule, and this is a very recent rule. We talked about it in my last episode when I talked about shit. I can't remember what I called him. Oh well, whatever fake name I used. The guy that I went out on a date with and he ended up staying the night and then ghosted me because I didn't have sex with him. This rule is because of that situation. I will no longer bring people to my home and I will no longer be going to their home, even if it's more convenient, even if I do prefer to be inside my house majority of the time. I am now going to be meeting in public. One, it's a safety thing. Now that things are opening back up, there's really no excuse. Why can't we meet at the beach? Why can't we go out for coffee or meet at a park or anything like that? Safety is number one. I didn't know any of the people I was meeting up with. So, number one, it's safety. And number two, when you automatically jump into someone's house or having them come over, unfortunately, it does kind of set a tone. It's very intimate, it's very personal. And a lot of the times, when someone wants to just immediately come over to your house, from my experience, now I'm not saying this is every single person, but from my experience, they don't always have the best intention. Like we saw last week when I went on that date with that person. That whole situation could have been avoided. I didn't have to fucking feel uncomfortable in my own home had I just had that boundary. I'm not gonna lie, it is difficult. I do prefer to just hang out in my home, have a couple drinks, and just really get to know each other. I don't really like being out and about around a shit ton of people, but it's kind of a give and take with that. So that is my rule number three. No one is coming over to my house for at least the first few dates, and I'm also not going over to theirs. Now, getting into some of my deeper rules, these are more so for when I actually start seeing someone and we've been dating casually for a few months. Rule number four is I am not sleeping with anyone for the first 2 to 3 months, and I will tell you why. If we can be 100% honest and vulnerable, I have severe intimacy issues. I have used sex as a weapon, and I have not always had the best relationship with sex. I used to give it up and have sex very early on. I mean, the first date, second date, whatever. I used to have sex very quickly because in my fucked up irrational brain, if I gave them sex and they walked away, then at least I wasn't going to get attached to them. I wasn't going to have to wait 3 months, have actual feelings for someone, have sex with them, and then we do it and then they're gone. And now I'm stuck with all of these other emotions. It was a way of protecting myself from getting attached to someone, which is a really fucked up mindset if you think about it. It is really, really fucked up because I've slept with a lot of people that I really should not have had sex with simply because I didn't want to catch feelings for someone. And a lot of these people I ended up catching feelings for anyway, so it was kind of a fucking moot point. Now, I do think that owning your sexuality and sleeping with whoever you want to sleep with can be empowering to some people. I know I had felt really empowered and really sexy knowing that I got any man that I wanted, but I don't care if you're a man or a woman, when you are sleeping around with a bunch of people, and this is just my opinion, 9 times out of 10, it comes from a really broken place. Either you have been hurt too many times and you're just filling some kind of need, but you don't ever want to get close to someone again because you don't trust anyone, or you're using sex as outside validation, which that's the reason I had slept around, is because I had really low self-esteem and I didn't feel very valid as a person. And so when someone was in my bed calling me beautiful and we were doing all these sexy things together, oh, I was valid. I was all of these things this person was saying because I couldn't see that for myself. Once I fixed that broken part of me, my entire thought process changed. I started to view sex as something different. I started to view myself as something completely different. And instead of finding validation in other people, I found it in myself, which, like I said, changed the way that I view sex. So now instead of using sex as a way to get people to want to be with me and connect with me emotionally, I use it as a builder in a relationship. It is now a healthy part of a healthy relationship. And it's also something that I'm not just gonna give out to any fucking person who compliments me. Now, you may disagree with what I have to say, and I completely respect that, but let's be honest, I have a fucking point. I'm kind of fucking right. I know that it's really hard to kind of get that smack in the face if you are someone who is currently sleeping around with a bunch of people. There's absolutely no judgment. I mean, I have talked about some raunchy shit on here. I have talked about some crazy experiences. You could judge me for a lot of the shit that I've done. I don't judge anyone, but I also know that it's really hard to come face to face with the realization that your actions are based upon your trauma. The way that you treat yourself and the way that you treat other people is a direct reflection of how you feel on the inside and some of the bad shit that's happened to us. That also stems to our sexual relationships. So if you are using people for sex and you're not really treating them like people, then you probably have very severe trust issues and you can't connect with a person on an emotional level and be vulnerable, which is a side effect of trauma. If you are using sex as a weapon to get people to be closer to you, that is also part of trauma. And we really need to start focusing on that. We gotta start utilizing those therapists and really fixing those deep, dark issues within ourselves. So this is the reason why I have this rule of not sleeping with people, because I'm just feeding into that toxic part of who I used to be and can very easily go back to. And I'm not saying that it's easy, especially when I'm dating really attractive people or people who are emotionally intelligent, because let's be honest, that's like the most attractive thing that a person can be, is kind and cerebral and wise, all of those things. So when you're hanging out with someone and you start to get these feelings, I mean, that's kind of what naturally progresses. And it is hard sometimes to stop myself. I mean, I'm not really dating a whole lot as of right now, but when I have been dating pretty steadily, it gets difficult to stop yourself from sleeping with someone and wanting to move on to that next level within a relationship or just a situationship. But it's really important to have these boundaries, not just for other people, but for yourself, so you don't fall back into toxic behavior. Because for me personally, although yes, I have felt empowered by owning my sexual energy and sleeping with who I wanted to sleep with and taking control of my sex life, and I would get really high highs from that. I would feel really sexy and beautiful and whatever. But the moment that that outside validation was gone, the fucking lows that I would hit were never worth it in the first place. The fucking depression that I would feel, because that validation is now gone. And once that outside validation is gone, what are you stuck with? Yourself and your fucking trauma. And because I didn't really think that much of myself, I didn't know how to pull myself out of that. And so what would I do? I would go seek outside validation. I would find it for a minute. They would walk away and I just continue this fucking cycle. So this is why I personally have this rule. It's not worth it just to bone somebody and go back into that toxic behavior. I am okay with waiting even if it's really hard. And sometimes I'll make mistakes and that's okay. Maybe I'll push a sexual limit further than what it needs to go, but it's all a part of the process of learning and handling your trauma and being a better person, because I have to look back at where I was a year ago and see how much progress I've made. So that is my rule number, what, 4? I think that's rule number 4. And that's the reason that I have it. And just to kind of add on to that rule as well, it's not just with sex. For me personally, it comes with really any sexual act, like blowjobs or hand jobs or them going down on you or hickeys or whatever, other than kissing and like maybe really hot and heavy makeout sessions. Everything else for me is off the table until we've at least hit that 3-month mark. And depending on the person and the type of relationship that we have at that point, I still may not sleep with them. Because I personally don't want to sleep with someone if I don't have the commitment to back it up. Now, I don't subscribe to that idea of, oh, a woman is sacred and she shouldn't spread herself around. No, 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 no. If we want to fuck someone, we're allowed to fuck someone. That does not make us a slut or loose or easy. We are held to the exact same standard that men are. We have sexual energy. We are allowed to own that. So if I sleep with someone that I've been talking to for 2 months, 3 months, and I feel a connection and I sleep with them and then they decide that, oh, I don't want to be with you, that's on them. That has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to sit back and be like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have slept with them. No, fuck that. So those, as of right now, are my rules. I try to date like a boss bitch. And by that, I mean when someone says or does something that doesn't align with what I'm looking for in the future, I cut them the fuck off. And like I said, this is something that I still struggle with, but I'm going to have to break a couple necks. I'm gonna have to put the fucking foot down because there's a lot of people out here that do not give a fuck about my feelings and my emotions. They are only looking out for themselves. So I have to be on the defense. I have to start cutting people the fuck off. And I think that you should too. That's just a little bit more information on my rules, why I have them, all that fun stuff that we just talked about. I hope that this helps you, even if you don't take every single rule that I have, or maybe instead of 3 months, you wait 1 month or 6 months. I don't know. Do what feels right for you. It's your journey. It's your dating experience. Feel free to take these rules and tailor them to a way that fits you best, or don't take any of them. It is no sweat off my back. But someone asked, I figured I would talk about it. I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here today. Thank you guys once again for tuning in to episode 15. Holy shit, we are 15 weeks down. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all of the support and love. Once again, if you do not follow me on the official A Hot Hot Mess podcast Instagram, I don't know what the hell you are doing. That is A_hot_hot_mess_podcast. Make sure you head on over there. Give me a nice little follow. Stay up to date with all of my wonderful content. I promise now that I have a job, I will get a hell of a lot better at posting some shit. But that is all I have for this week. You guys have a wonderful day. And as always, I will see you next Tuesday. Bye. Bye, bitches.